On a white background, colourful letters appear which say a Sky original. Then against a black background it says CineSite. In blue-green letters it says River Productions. In gold letters, another logo says An Adventure. On a bedside table by a lamp and some books and photos, there's a little pop-up paper theatre. Its green curtains swing open, revealing a thin red-haired boy on stage inside it.
The boy never knew his parents, but was lucky enough to be raised by his grandparents. They were the best of friends and worked in the lighthouse of River's End. But it was no ordinary lighthouse. Every night, Grandad turned on the light to ward off a darkness from another world. The Huntsman. Legend said, if ever the lighthouse light went out, the Huntsman would enter the river looking for spirit deer, adorned with magical antlers. Their antlers made the water flow and let life grow. And if the Huntsman took the magical antlers, the rivers would dry up. But for now the lighthouse shines, water flows, and we all celebrate our river with dance!
In golden letters it says Riverdance, the animated adventure. As the sun sets over the ocean, three seagulls fly towards the bay. They dart upwards, then stop, holding mid-air dance poses. They swoop down, flying over a winding river. They continue under a low stone bridge and onwards as the river broadens out and old houses appear on its banks. They turn as a boat appears and fly along a street, where one of the gulls slams into a sign for dance school. One of the other birds smacks into traffic lights. The third gull laughs. Then as someone opens a door, the bird slams into it and slides down it. A boy gently picks it up.
Ooh. Are you okay?
He cuddles it and lets it go.
Good luck.
He watches the three gulls fly off down the street. An Irish dancing class is in progress. A brown-haired girl waves at the boy through the window as he rides off on his bike.
The around-the-world hookaroo for the win!
One of three lads hits a ball through a window.
Good shot.
Thanks, Keegan.
Stop!
Leg it, lad.
Guys, you hit the cat.
Keegan pedals down the street. In a record shop, a dark-haired woman takes a record off a record player.
Oh, not very good at DJing. You're going to be a legend after this party.
Thanks, Margot.
Can I get a high five?
Oh, slightly missed it there. Yeah, okay.
Don't screw up. Joking! But it's sort of in that way that I'm not joking, you know? Okay, have a good day!
The sun's low in the sky above a lighthouse, which Keegan's pedalling up to, and finds a white-haired older lady with glasses holding her bike.
Well, 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 look who it is.
I came as fast as I could. Heavy traffic, woman.
Traffic? Cheeky. Just like your granddad.
The old fart will never admit it. But he could use a little more help. He's not as young as he used to be.
Hey! I heard that.
Oh, he can hear when he wants to.
Which bit did you hear? The old fart or the help?
I'll show you an old fart. For your information, I've aged like a fine leather wallet. Now, if I could only find it, I'd be a richer man, too.
He's as mad as a box of frogs. But he's hot.
Gross.
See you both back at the cottage for supper. Love you, me boyos.
She freewheels down the hill.
Granddad!
Hey there, Mr. Hotshot DJ. What other records did you get for the St. Paddy's Day party?
Ready for a sneak preview?
My dancing slippers can hardly wait.
Keegan puts a record on the record player and Granddad starts dancing, pulling a broom beneath his legs as he raises them.
Here we go now!
Keegan joins in with the dance.
Oh yeah!
Ah yes, this brings me back. Oh, my back. Oops, I'll feel that one in the morning.
His mug leaves a ring mark on some red paper.
Now. Huh?
Oh, cool. We can use that for the Huntsman in our paper theatre.
Oh, now that's pretty fat.
It's all brawn. He needs to carry those antlers.
The Huntsman must never get to those deer, Keegan. Their dance keeps the rivers flowing. Think about it. Without the rivers, no more life.
No more dance.
The
This is the one you must stop.
Luckily, it's just a legend.
He's very real. He's darkness, and our magic light is the only thing that can stop him.
Our light stops him. I thought we just keep ships from crashing into the rocks.
That's just an added bonus. Now then, what do you say we light this house up, hey, Bucko?
Let's do it. Race up the stairs.
Right, up the stairs we go. Here we go. There you go.
The glass lantern room at the top of the lighthouse sparkles in the setting sun. Inside the room, Keegan and his granddad are polishing its thick glass walls. They pull funny faces at each other, their expressions distorted by the chunky glass. Granddad puts his thumbs in his ears and wiggles his fingers. Keegan sticks out his tongue. Granddad starts to cough. Keegan hurries round to his granddad.
Are you okay?
Just wrecked from all that dancing is all.
He twists a knob, lighting the lamp, which glows.
And drum roll, please. The tradition of Warden of Darkness for another night.
He pulls the boy towards him as the giant lamp begins to turn.
Easy, Grandad.
I'm fine. Stop that now. I'll just take a quick break.
You know, I was thinking, why don't we automate this place? It saves so much time.
Where's the sport in that? You don't automate your music, do you? You prefer the spirit in the vintage vinyl. Same here. They're more alike than you know.
You always say that, Grandad. Now, relax. I can clean up on my own.
The old man, who's wearing the cap of a ship's captain, a roll-neck jumper and a blue blazer, sits on the gallery at the top of the lighthouse and watches as Keegan pushes a plunger up and down. He sees several gulls flying across the sea as the sun sets on the horizon. As he watches the birds, his eyelids grow heavier and heavier. His eyes close. He drops the mug he's holding and it smashes.
Hey, Grandad! You all right?
Keegan hurries from the lantern room with concern. On the gallery, he slows to a stop, and his eyes widen.
Grandad?
He looks down at the mug lying by a puddle of coffee on the metal floor.
Grandad?
The lighthouse continues turning, sending its mighty beam of light out across the sea. At a beachside church, a funeral's in progress. The rain falls onto umbrellas. Moya, the dark-haired girl from the dance school, sings at the graveside.
To the sea, silver figures rise to haunt me.
The gathered mourners join in the sad song. View of the mourners filing from the church and putting up umbrellas one by one. They stand in formation and turn in unison on the cobbled square in front of the church. Now they're grouped in circles, moving slowly around a fountain. They drop their umbrellas on the ground, and dressed in black, the mourners begin Irish dancing in unison in front of the fountain, stamping on the damp, shiny cobbles.
We would have loved this. It was our favourite dance.
Keegan and his mother watch from the church steps as the dancers continue. They jump up and down and skip across the cobbles in formation. Now they're moving around together in a circle under the shadow of the church. In the waters of the fountain, the fish are all swimming around in unison too. The group of dancers now link arms and continue in a circle as if they're spokes in a wheel, and four dancers at the edge of the circle move round in the opposite direction. Each line of four dancers now rotates slowly in their own circle. The dancers retreat to the edge of the square as the other mourners continue to watch in front of the church. The brown-haired girl glances at Keegan, then skips down the steps, and as the dancers stand in a line, she performs a solo dance in front of them, jumping and kicking her heels together.
Your granddad is a tough act to follow. Fastest feet I ever saw.
Four children head down the steps and join the other dancers who've now formed two lines, with Moya at the head of the lines, leading the dance. Several of the townsfolk approach Keegan.
He was a legendary dancer.
He was unmatched on the hurling field.
He kept our seas and towns safe. You will too.
With Moya at its apex, the dancers form into a V-shape. The priest holds out Grandad's captain's hat.
We're all counting on you to carry on his traditions.
Keegan takes the hat and gazes at the gold crest on the front of it. Beyond the town's rooftops, the lighthouse sits atop a cliff. Still carrying the captain's hat, Keegan trudges sadly up a spiral staircase inside the lighthouse. In his bedroom, he moves to a bedside table and lifts up a framed photo of him and his granddad.
What do you say we light this house up, eh, Bucko?
No. The Huntsman is just another one of your stories.
He puts the cap down onto a chair.
Stupid lighthouse! Stupid traditions! Stupid everything!
It's dark outside now, and the lighthouse lantern remains unlit. At the foot of the cliff, the sea is now shrouded in a thick fog. From out of the dense cloud, a raft appears with a giant round man standing on it, paddling, the Huntsman. He wears a red sleeveless jacket adorned with bullets and has a shotgun slung across his back. He's bald with dark bushy eyebrows and a moustache and an intense, determined expression. Daytime. In the town, three lads dash down the street.
Kick his foot. Come on, boys.
Ah! Hey, Keegan.
Hey, Liam.
Big hurling game this weekend. You in, little man?
Maybe another time. Thanks, anyway.
Okay. No problem, Keegan. Hang in there, pal.
Carrying the record, Keegan ambles past the dance school. A blonde-haired girl slams into the other side of the window. She looks dazed, then rejoins the class. Moya leaves the class.
Hey, Keeg.
Hi, Moya.
She gives him a hug.
Meet you at the waterfall at high noon.
High noon?
Big things always happen at high noon. It'll be worth it, I promise.
She re-enters the building. Keegan frowns as he thinks. He enters the music shop where Margot's dancing with headphones on, oblivious to his appearance.
Oh, my bananas! Wait, let me take my headphones off!
I don't want to be the DJ... Oh,
there's no need to shout.
I don't want to be the DJ tonight.
Oh, no! Oh, aren't you going to give the people what they want? They all want you to DJ. They'll be like, Keegan! Keegan! Keegan!
It's all different now.
Yeah, come here. It's okay, I understand.
You do?
Yeah, of course I do. Listen, I'll try to find someone else to fill in, but you should just go and take a walk. Go out and get some fresh country air into your lungs.
Walk? To where?
I don't know.
Wherever the river leads you.
That was my Gandalf impression.
What's so funny?
I was just remembering this time I was having a really rotten day and your granddad took me to get some sweets and he did this. That. Oh, it's too funny.
Oh,
actually that one is actually stuck up my... Oh. Suppose you don't want to eat that one now.
Ew.
No, me neither. Hey, did you know sweets solve all problems? It's true. It's scientifically proven. unless you're a dentist, and then they are very much against that as a problem-solving technique. But what do you say we drop by Sammy's Sugar Shack?
Yeah. The record shop door slams shut, and Margot and Keegan are standing outside the pink facade of the Sugar Shack sweet shop. Keegan looks down at a box of green sweets. Inside the shop, the owner juggles some candy sheep and throws them into a stack. Then he starts Russian dancing in front of a colourful collage of sweets and candies all lined up, joining in the dance. Some chocolate deer group together, their heads and bodies spinning round. A jar pops open, and multicoloured jelly fish swim out of it into the middle of the room, swirling around the shop owner, who spins round, conducting the dance. The jellyfish are put into a bag and handed to Keegan, who looks delighted. Later, Keegan's sitting on a rock at the river's edge. Two frogs jump off their lily pads and pop up out of the water in front of him as the boy opens his bag of sweets. The frogs stick their tongues out and steal the sweets. Keegan looks round, confused at what's happening.
Hey!
Keegan shakes the bag and the last one drops out, but one of the frogs steals it, then returns to his lily pad. The two amphibians high-five each other with their long tongues. Keegan lifts one of the fish-shaped jelly sweets out of the dirt. Looking disgusted by it, he drops it in the river and it floats away. Beneath the surface, a tadpole spots the sweet, and as his friends continue onwards, the tadpole swims in the other direction in pursuit of the floating jelly sweet. Meanwhile, the two frogs are on the riverbed with a big pile of the jelly sweets in front of them. Some of the tadpoles swim up to them and watch as the frogs count the sweets, then count the tadpoles. They find to their horror that one of their number is missing. The two frogs exchange concerned looks and flap about in terror. The frog marshals half of the tadpoles in one direction and half in the other. Then the frog speaks to a round red fish, which shakes its head. The frog and the tadpoles peer into an underwater cavern. Then the two frogs call out from their lily pads. In a field, a round sheep's about to munch a four-leaf clover, but another sheep shoves her out of the way. As she eats the clover, a gust of wind rolls her onto her back, then blows her away. Keegan's in the field climbing a tree. A ram watches him from below. He leans back against a bowed branch and relaxes. He puts headphones on and looks at his phone. He smiles as he watches a video of Grandma and Granddad dancing together in a room. Meanwhile, the wind rises again and a gust lifts the ram and blows him away too. A flying sheep appears and hits another sheep like a bowling ball striking a pin. They both bounce into another sheep. Keegan looks up from his phone and spots the leaves above him rustling in the wind. More sheep are being blown across the field. Keegan slips off the branch but manages to cling on to the underside of it. He loses his grip and is now hanging down by his ankles. He watches the sheep flying past. The ram bites onto the boy's sleeve and hangs on as it's buffeted by the breeze. Keegan pushes it off and it grabs his headphones as it's swept away. The headphone cord stretches and pulls out of the boy's phone. Keegan jumps down from the tree.
Hey, give me those bucks!
But the headphones are wrapped around the ram's horns. Each time Keegan tries to grab him, the ram skips out of reach until Keegan jumps on his back. He's about to get the headphones, but the ram bounces him off and the boy hangs on to the creature's horns. The ram finally throws him off, face down in the grass. He looks dazed, then his mouth drops open as many sheep stampede over the brow of the hill. Keegan charges across the field, trying not to be trampled. He gets knocked onto the ram's back again and rides away on him. At the end of the field, a deep ravine and river. Keegan yanks on the ram's horns and the ram digs its hooves in as it tries to slow, stopping at the edge of the ravine with Keegan thrown off and dangling down, holding on to one end of the headphone cord. The ram starts chomping the headphone cord, pulling him up to safety. The ram chomps the rest of the headphones, turns and farts. The sheep wander off, leaving Keegan hanging on to the edge of the ravine. The two frogs are riding a lily pad along the river, calling out for their missing offspring. The tadpole jumps out of the water and spots them. The frogs wave at him just as he disappears off the edge of the river and plunges down a waterfall. Meanwhile, Moya approaches the edge of the field to find Keegan still hanging down over the ravine.
Hey, Keegan. What you doing?
Having a bad day.
Well, just keep hanging in there.
Very funny. Help me up.
He puts his hand out and Moya hauls him up.
Thanks.
What's that? She's my new friend.
A purple lamb.
Why is she purple?
It's hair dye. I love purple.
So, what are you doing out here?
It's noon. We're right on schedule.
But I didn't...
Get ready for your mind to be blown. Sounds painful.
Moya backflips along the trunk of a fallen tree bridging the two sides of the ravine.
Riddle time!
What?
What always runs but never walks, often murmurs but never talks.
I can't balance and solve riddles at the same time.
Has a bed but never sleeps, has a mouth but never eats.
Keegan wobbles as he balances on the trunk. A butterfly perches on her fingertip. It flies off, circling the wobbling boy and landing on his nose. Keegan's arms flail.
Oh, no.
He plunges down into the river.
I hate sheep! Help! Good luck! Good luck!
You'll be fine. It's a fun ride.
He drops down the waterfall and is sucked into the pool below. Moya rides a chunk of bark like a surfboard atop the rapid flowing river. Keegan spun round by the current, then he resurfaces. Up ahead, there's a floating log. Keegan reaches the log and clings on. Moya surfs skillfully down the river on her bark surfboard. The torrent of water swirls round a bend. Keegan's eyes widen as he spots a much larger waterfall ahead. His grip tightens around the log, then he drops over the edge and plummets through the mist into the pool below. He surfaces holding a fish, which drags him away, and he walks onto the shore soaking wet. Surfing Moya shoots off the edge of the fall, then lands gracefully on the pool below and knocks over Keegan as she speeds onto the shore.
That was amazing! The swish, swash, sweep, all the rapids!
A fish slips from his shirt and slaps his face.
Ow! I love that part! Qué divertido!
How are we going to get back?
Back? We just got here.
Just got where? What's going on?
Come on. Don't be a wussimus maximus.
I am not a wussimus maximus. Wait, what's a wussimus maximus?
He follows her into the wood. Several fish swim towards Moya's hand that she's dipped in a river as Keegan tries to cross the water on widely spaced stepping stones.
Now what?
Moya bounds gracefully onto one of the stones, then lifts her foot slowly and brings it down onto the surface of the water. She runs magically across the top of the pool and starts to do a little dance as Keegan sits on a rock and watches her. She dances up to him on tiptoe, then bows and steps back. Keegan, the frogs and the tadpoles look on in amazement. The setting sun casts a golden light across the water as Moya continues her magical dance, jumping lightly, then pirouetting. She kicks her leg up and the sky now turns a pinky purple, giving the water a similar hue as Moya skips and jumps across it. She tiptoes forwards with her hands on her hips, skips and jumps, then raises her arms. Keegan stands up and looks impressed. The tips of Moya's shoes splash lightly in the water as she dances. She retreats onto the bank and puts her arms out, beckoning Keegan. He puffs his chest out and with resolve marches off the rock, then plunges into the water. He resurfaces, flailing his arms and gasping for air. The frogs and the tadpoles laugh at him. Later, Moya's made a campfire, which he's tending with a stick. Keegan drops some logs nearby while he looks at his phone.
There's no signal here.
Wouldn't help anyway. The headphones were eaten, the glass is cracked, and now it's waterlogged.
Maybe we can dry it out.
Doubt it. But nothing to lose.
He hands her the phone, and she rests it against one of the stones encircling the fire.
How did you walk on water?
I didn't walk. I danced. Way harder. So, confession time.
What?
I came here when my grandma died.
You did? Where are we?
Someplace magical.
Yeah, right.
I saw her. She was here.
Impossible.
No, I told you. Magical.
What happened when you saw her?
We danced.
Danced?
Flamenco. It was our thing.
I've never seen you dance flamenco.
We danced it all the time when we lived in Spain. But I haven't in a while. Guess I've been trying to fit in with the Irish dancing thing.
Trying to fit in? You?
He shows her his phone, and they watch the video of his dancing granddad. He raises his arms and grandma comes into frame and waves at the camera. Then she moves beside her husband and joins in the dance. Granddad kicks his legs up, then stops suddenly as if he's pulled a hamstring. He laughs it off and continues dancing. Grandma crosses the room and beckons Keegan, who moves past Grandad and puts a record on the record player. The boy and the old man dance an Irish dance beside each other.
You're pretty good. How come I've never seen you Irish dance?
I don't know. How come I've never seen you flamenco?
How come you're not the DJ at the party tonight?
I didn't want to celebrate.
The boy gets up and takes a few steps away, then sits down on the ground and looks at his phone glumly. He lies back, clutching the phone to his chest.
I wanted to celebrate with you, Grandad.
A shooting star streaks across the night sky. Daytime, two magpies alight on a rock and watch as two frogs jump onto the sleeping Keegan. One frog sticks out his long tongue and pulls out Keegan's tongue. The other pulls open the boy's eyelids.
Looks like Bet likes you. And that's her husband, Rib.
Hello.
They apologize for stealing your sweets. But it was to feed their 50 children, so...
What?
Well, 49. Because they lost one. Adam. They're wondering if we'd seen him.
I haven't.
Sorry, guys.
The two frogs hop away.
Would you like nuts or berries for breakfast? I've been up for hours.
He takes a nut from her and turns away.
So, you speak frog?
No, but Penny and Benny do.
Hey, little man!
Two giant deer.
Ta-da! Hello, I'm Penny.
Name's Benny. Shake my hand. It's cordiality.
You must be Keegan. Heard a lot about you.
What's wrong with you?
I'm trying to scream, but nothing is coming out. Like in a nightmare.
He probably thinks you're gonna eat him.
Eat me?
kid, relax. You're all skin and bones. Plus, we already ate breakfast.
Some of us twice.
Hey, you always do. Give me those back. I think I'm stuck.
He's wedged between two rocks.
I'm stuck.
Keegan taps his heels together and shuts his eyes.
What in the world are you doing?
I saw a girl do it in a film once. Thought it was worth a try.
Wake up, wake up, wake up! You're awake.
Ow!
Huh? They're coming!
Who?
Who? The other Megalosaurus Giganteus?
What?
Wait, you've heard of us, right?
Only in history class.
Birds burst from a tree. An enormous deer appears walking on its hind legs. Its mighty swirling antlers cast a shadow over the two children.
Megalosaurus Giganteus!
Keegan grabs Moya's hand and leads her behind a rock, but their hiding place is in the antlers of another megaloceros, which stands up. With the two kids sitting in its horns, it makes its way across the glade. The two children's eyes widen as they spot on the horizon a long line of upright giant deer silhouetted against the rising sun. The troop of deer begin Irish dancing in unison as the megaloceros moves towards them, carrying the children in its antlers. The deer are lined up alternately, stag and doe. They each raise one leg, then stamp down one after the other and turn their heads to one side. The giant deer carrying the children lowers its head, and Keegan and Moya get down and marvel at the precise footwork of the enormous Irish dancing deers. Now the mighty animals slowly encircle the young newcomers and dance around them. Stags nudge antlers in time to the music. The dance troupe move into a grid formation. They each spin round, then part down the middle as the shadow of the megaloceros leader looms over the children. Moya points at him as he stands by himself at a cliff edge and performs a solo. His golden antlers are larger and swirlier than the others, and his mane is tinged with grey. He points to a group of other stags as they tap their antlers together. He points to a group of does who wiggle their hips. He raises his arms out wide, then starts to spin round. He puts his arms out again. The rest of the troop are lined up behind him, and they all continue their Irish dance. The megaloceros leader gets high fives from his colleagues, then kneels by the two children.
Welcome back, Moya.
Thank you, Patrick.
And you are?
Keegan stares at Patrick, slack-jawed.
He's my best friend, Keegan. His granddad died, and he needs your help.
I am Patrick, of the megaloceros gigantus.
Oh, yes!
One of the does gets carried away and bumps into the others, knocking them over like tenpins.
That was not supposed to happen.
Oh, get off me, Penny!
Penny, what happened?
What happened? She's a wrecking ball with fur.
Irish dancing is harder than it looks.
Keegan taps Moya on the shoulder.
She's trying to fit in, like you.
As if I'm trying to fit in.
Then teach her your grandma's flamenco.
No.
Is that a chicken I smell? Or just a big, fat Wussimus Maximus? It's hard to tell. They smell so similar.
Moya frowns and turns away.
You know what, Penny? Maybe you're more fire, less water.
Say what?
Maybe you're less river dance. And more flamenco.
One of the does faints.
Flamenco? Penny? No way!
I'll teach you, Penny.
You will? Oh my gosh, I love you! Woo! BFFs! Yes, girl! I am going to bring the heat like so much fire.
Excellent idea, Moya.
It was actually my idea.
I'm actually surprised he's allowing the flamenco. He's all river dance all the time. Invented it. Makes us dance every morning to keep the rivers flowing and life growing. It's exhausting. Penny and I usually hide.
Patrick stands over Benny threateningly. Benny chuckles nervously, then retreats. Patrick kneels by Keegan.
I'm sorry about your granddad, Keegan.
It's okay.
No, it's not. Tell me about him.
You have a ear?
Maybe just the highlights.
Well, he was an amazing dancer, a star hurler, and an awesome lighthouse keeper.
Whoa, those are some big shoes to fill.
They were frog slippers.
And you haven't the froggiest idea how to fill them.
Oh, terrible!
Dad joke alert!
Oh, sorry, bad joke. We all feel a little lost sometimes, Keegan. The good news is you've come to the right place. Follow me. I think I can help.
He walks away.
Where are we going?
We're going crazy! Wanna come?
Patrick stands at the brow of a hill and puts his hands on his hips.
We follow the river, Keegan. Rivers connect everything and everyone. And the energy we create while celebrating them, we return to them.
He shuts his eyes and a golden light shines down from his antlers, creating a sparkly mist which clings to the winding river.
Their waters not only create life, they are life.
Patrick, Penny, Benny, and the kids use stepping stones to cross the river, then head up a grassy slope.
His antlers are sick.
Are you implying mine aren't?
No. I didn't say anything about yours.
They're travel size, buddy. Let's leave it at that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Keegan climbs up onto a rock.
If the teachers were wrong, and you didn't go extinct, then how old are you guys?
Patrick is the oldest, which makes him about 400,000 years old.
Whoa, how old are you?
I mean, honestly, I don't even know, man. I lost count around 200,000. Ever try to count that high? Yeah? I was counting and counting and counting and counting, and then I was like, screw it! Don't need it.
You're all right, Benny.
No fooling.
No fooling.
Ooh, I am serving hoof, serving hoof, serving face. So, Moya, how good do I look right now?
Well, you seem very limber and have a unique style, so definitely steps in the right direction.
Yes, the right direction. Better than the wrong direction.
Now try not to think.
Don't worry, I'm not.
Good, because flamenco comes from the heart.
Whoa, deep. Twirly, twirly.
Patrick leads the way along the riverbank. Its waters wind across the countryside. Further downriver, the huntsman's paddling his raft through a ravine. He pushes the raft ashore and jumps down onto dry land. As he does so, flowers around him wither and die. The giant round figure marches across the mud, pulling up his trousers by the waist. He stops and looks down, finding a deer's footprint in the dirt. He follows the trail of prints along a dry ravine. Then he's winching a giant boulder up the cliff face on a rope. He pulls the other end of the rope, hauling the ball of rock up to the base of a leafless tree at the top of the cliff. He then unfurls a roll of netting across the path. Patrick leads Penny, Benny and the kids across a grassy plain.
Does he say anything else, Sky?
He's probably gassy.
What?
I saw him chowing on some swamp grass back there like it was going out of style.
Ever been around a butt that big when it lets one go? Whoo! It's like a bomb inside a hurricane.
You know, I'm only like 5 feet in front of you, and I can hear everything you're saying.
A round ball bounces on the grass and rolls towards Penny, Benny, and the kids.
Oh, he farted out a baby swamp rock.
Ew.
Whoa, that's nasty.
That was not me.
My bad. Never mind. It's just a hurling ball going out of bounds. I thought you were a baby swamp rock.
Patrick bats it away with his mighty antlers.
No way. You guys play hurling?
We have to stay in shape for dancing somehow, don't we?
The giant deer playing hurling up ahead.
Only 3 minutes left and the game is tied. Go, 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 go. Ooh, good luck.
They strike the ball with their antlers.
Let's go, let's go. Up, up, let's go.
I got it!
Two stags run into each other.
Gonna be a while until they get unstuck.
Who wants to fill in for them?
Not it!
Not it!
Moya's still teaching me flamenco, so we're out.
Keegan and Benny, you're the lucky ones.
No, I really don't want to.
This is the exact opposite of lucky.
Benny, you're goalie. Keegan, you're corner forward.
Patrick, I don't want to play.
Your granddad was a star hurler, right?
Taught me everything.
Well, then make him proud. You get on that field and you do what he taught you. Birds, hurley stick, helmet, crack hardy.
Not me!
The birds carve a wooden helmet from a log. It's put onto Keegan's head. Then he's brandishing a hurling stick.
Awesome.
Guys, color up. Benny, smear it on your antlers. Don't drink it.
I know, but come on. They're raspberries, and they're so delicious.
Great, we lose our two best players and get stuck with these guys.
Well, there goes the playoffs.
Victory is ours.
Team sports, yay.
One team's antlers are blue, the other team's are red. Benny's in the red goal. A blue player's about to receive a pass, but a red stag intercepts and charges the length of the field, keeping the ball aloft with its antlers. The red player strikes for goal, but the blue goalie bats it away. The ball flies at Benny, who covers his eyes and it bonks him on the head. Keegan, playing for the Reds, is spun round as the charging stags rush past him. He looks deflated. Then the ball rolls up to his feet. He picks it up in his stick. The stags run at him and chase him across the field. He stumbles, drops the ball, and falls face down in the turf.
Come on, Keegan, me boyo. Get up and play. Play like your granddad is watching.
Keegan gets up, and leaping from a fallen teammate, he plucks the ball out of the sky. A blue defender is taken out. Bouncing the ball on his stick, Keegan runs the length of the field, weaving his way past more of the blue team.
Oh, come on.
He closes in on goal with only the goalie to beat. With a mighty swing, he sends the ball towards the top corner, but the goalie keeps it out.
This one's for you, Grandad.
He spins and smashes a swerving shot, which sails into the top left corner, evading the goalie's lunge.
Oh. You did it, kid!
Red team wins!
The losing goalie smashes the ball into the distance.
Don't be a brute, Brutus. Go get that ball back.
Don't worry. I'll get it.
He hurries away. Then, at the top of a hill...
Attention, ladies and gentle dear!
Get ready to be razzle-dazzled. Pull the alarm because Penny's on fire! Heel, toe, repose, and surf to the left, surf to the right, surfing face all night long. Here we go.
The dancing deer falls over. She tumbles down the hill and knocks into Benny, whose face is covered with berry juice. Penny stops as she reaches the river's edge. The frogs and tadpoles cower.
I'm fine. In retrospect, I shouldn't have started on the top of a hill. So, any luck finding Adam?
The frog shakes his head.
Well, I mean, he can't be far.
He doesn't have legs.
You'll find him. Cheer up. Tiny tadpole kisses.
Nearby, a school of colorful fish swim past. Adam the tadpole is on the other side of them, looking around, unaware that his family are so close. He swims onwards. Meanwhile, Keegan's wandering around the grassy plain. He finds the ball behind a rock. He's about to pick it up. Then he stops and peers further up the slope where the lifting fog reveals a doorway in a mysterious structure, a high wall encircling a grassy dome. He moves towards it. He's now standing outside the doorway. He ventures inside, entering a dark, narrow corridor. He finds himself in a dark chamber. He looks up at the giant domed ceiling above his head and a swirling golden pattern picked out by the faint light.
What is this place?
A bridge between light and dark.
You're the huntsman?
I take many forms, but guilty as charged.
I'll scream, and the others will come for me.
You're the one who left the light off. Where I'm from, that's an invitation.
No, I...
As a token of gratitude, I have a proposition for you. Come to my world, and you can have everything back the way it was.
The boy gazes wide-eyed into his lantern to see himself and his granddad dancing in its flame.
My granddad said to never trust you.
Suit yourself.
He turns away.
Oh, and Keegan, I wouldn't tell anyone you saw me, because then they'd know what you did. Inviting me in, wouldn't want them to get the wrong idea, right? See you around.
He blows out the lantern's flame, and Keegan is by himself in the dark cavern.
Keegan! Hey, little man! Where'd you go? We've been looking all over for you.
You missed Penny's dance. Classic Penny disaster piece theater. So funny.
Benny! Manners!
Benny, be nice. She almost had it. She'll honor us with it one day.
Keegan trudges slowly out of the entrance. He moves past the search party, barely acknowledging them.
You look like you've seen a ghost.
The thing about that is...
He turns to them.
Just a little afraid of the dark is all.
Ah, yes. That's because this is a place where one faces one's darkest fears.
I'm not afraid of anything.
You're afraid of everything, Benny.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Oh, yeah? Caterpillars!
Benny gasps as a caterpillar makes its way along his antler.
Ah! Ah! Where? Where? Are they on me? Are they on me? Are they in my mouth? Are they in my mouth?
Keegan, this is a lighthouse from times past. If you faced your fear here, you can banish darkness.
The mighty megaloceros dips its head and Keegan clambers onto its antlers. The giant deer stands up.
You are a keeper of light, passed from one ancestor to the next, all the way to you.
They all look on in wonder as a colorful light streams through the entrance of the ancient building.
Come on, guys, let's go.
He walks away.
Where are we going?
All the way to the sea.
No!
Is that bad?
Yes!
Why?
Because it's so much walking!
Don't worry, I know a shortcut.
They make their way along a steep-sided canyon. Keegan and Moya lead the way, with Patrick following behind them.
Great gate!
Just ahead, the waves are crashing against rocks at the shoreline.
This is the gate through which spirits from the past, present, and future pass. Finn McCool, Cucullin, and the children of Lear have all come through here too.
Do you think my granddad came through here?
You'll have to ask the gatekeeper.
They peer into the fog up ahead, out of which emerges a hunched and elderly megaloceros leaning on a staff.
Did an old guy come through here? You know, big nose, frog slippers?
And big ears, like yours?
Keegan stares back at him.
He danced through here, boy. He said you were keeping his traditions alive.
Well...
Keegan, come here!
She leads him away along the craggy shoreline, the waves crashing against the rocks.
This is where I saw my grandma, Keegan.
I don't see anything.
Close your eyes.
How can I see anything if I close my...
She covers his eyes. In his bedroom, little paper swans are flying. A tiny paper version of Keegan steps out of an upturned book. Nearby, a paper dog and a paper girl appear. The girl hits a ball and the dog chases it. Paper Keegan moves to the paper theatre, the curtains of which slide open. On the stage, two rows of paper dancers perform an Irish dance. A paper granddad bounds onto the stage.
Granddad!
Do you know why I dance? There's a rhythm to the river as it hits the sea. It means life is still going. We should always celebrate life.
I want to go back! No!
Paper Keegan plunges into the ocean where colourful fish swim in circles. Paper Keegan heads across a floor with glowing geometric shapes on it. Then rows of paper megaloceruses are dancing an Irish dance. The stage of the paper theatre is filled with paper dancers and the upright deer, all dancing together. Grandad appears on the lighthouse balcony.
Keegan, son, where are you?
Down here, Grandad!
The huntsman. The huntsman is coming. You need to light the lighthouse.
A paper huntsman appears with a shotgun and takes aim. The real huntsman fires his gun at the canyon's entrance and shoots the antlers off one of the mighty deer. He smiles darkly. Now on four legs, the real megaloceruses charge into the canyon, fleeing the huntsman. One of them flicks Keegan and Moya up into its antlers. The huntsman pursues the stampeding deer along the top of the canyon, traversing it speedily on a zip wire. The mighty deer charge round a bend. The huntsman zip wires across the canyon. Keegan loses his grip and tumbles away.
I got you!
He ends up clinging to Patrick's antlers. The huntsman again zip wires across the top of the canyon. Below, Benny is running on two legs.
I forgot how to gallop! It's been so long, it's of exercise! Just real quick, how do you gallop?
The huntsman zipwires across the canyon again. Patrick stops as he spies the huntsman above.
Keep galloping now!
The huntsman kicks the giant boulder off the edge of the cliff. It tumbles down, lifting the rope net off the ground. Benny's struggling to keep up. The huntsman leaps down the cliff into the canyon and lassoes Benny's legs.
Help!
Benny!
Look at his travel-size antlers.
I know, right?
The huntsman holds up a penknife.
Oh, that's not so bad.
Huh?
Oh, no! No! Bad huntsman! Bad huntsman!
Don't worry. You're just bait. He's the one I want.
Patrick sticks his antlers into the rope net, blocking his path to his friend. The huntsman glowers and smiles.
Now your antlers are the ultimate prize.
Run, Benny!
It's a trap! He looks stupid, but he's clever!
Get out of here, Keegan!
The huntsman runs at the mighty deer. Patrick vaults him and kicks him away with his back legs. The huntsman slides to a halt. Patrick rears up. The huntsman tightens a length of rope. Patrick charges at the huntsman, who ducks as the deer leaps and lassoes Patrick's feet together, but Patrick pulls free as he lands. Again, the beast charges. The huntsman holds him back by his antlers and grimaces with the effort. With a swish of his head, Patrick flings the huntsman into the side of a cliff.
Patrick!
Keegan, look out!
The huntsman lassoes Keegan.
Let go of me!
The kid! For the antlers!
He tosses a lasso at Patrick.
Give me your antlers, and we can all go home.
Why?
With the power to stop rivers, I can spread darkness everywhere.
Patrick, don't do it!
The huge deer walks calmly towards the lasso on the ground. The huntsman tightens the lasso round Patrick's hooves, and the megaloceros keels over.
No, Patrick! Get your hands off me!
Quiet, boy! You knew this would happen.
He hangs the boy up on a tree by his shirt. Patrick gets up and charges. The huntsman reaches for his gun. Keegan drops onto the ground. Some wood smacks him on the head, knocking him out. Nighttime. From the top of the lighthouse, there's a strange green light. Then it goes out completely. In the town, musicians are standing in a boat as the river level drops rapidly.
The river's gone!
A spooky red image of the huntsman appears. Keegan comes to in the dark canyon. He gets up quickly, brandishing the chunk of wood. He spots Patrick lying motionless nearby and drops the wood. He ventures towards the majestic beast slowly and gazes down at him. Patrick's antlers have now been shorn from his head. The young boy kneels by the creature and rests his head against the head of the mighty deer. There's a giant full moon hanging low in the sky above the misty canyon. A group of the megaloceruses appear, each with a glowing orange flame hovering above their hands. They gather around their fallen leader. Benny and Penny approach too. Penny's comforting Moya, who watches as Penny raises her arms and begins a moonlit dance in front of her friends. The slim deer stands on her hind legs and lowers her arms gracefully. A little ball of orange flames now hovers over Penny's hands. She raises her arms and the glowing ball follows the arc she describes. She then dances around the floating fireball, gently raising and lowering her arms. Benny and Moya watch, transfixed. They exchange a look. Penny spins slowly. She sends the glowing ball around her head. Then she circles her hands in front of her as the fireball rises upwards. Keegan lifts his head from the stricken megaloceros and watches as Patrick's body begins to evaporate into thousands of tiny glowing embers that swirl as they rise up into the night air. Each of the little fireballs carried by the group of deers now also rise into the air along with the spiraling embers. As the embers disappear, Keegan turns away with resolve. He runs back through the canyon. He reaches the canyon's entrance where it meets the sea and slides down a steep rock face. He spots the huntsman's raft floating at the base of a cliff. Patrick's giant antlers are attached to the top of the mast. They glow red from a lantern hanging beneath them.
Stop!
You can't stop me! You should thank me! No river, no need to protect it with a light, no need to celebrate it with a dance. You're free!
Keegan, the hunter must not leave our world with Patrick's antlers. You must return the antlers to the water. The water will renew his spirit.
Keegan uses a stick to send a volley of stones at the huntsman. One stone hits the huntsman's paddle and it drops into the water. With another, his shotgun disappears too. Keegan calls out to the gatekeeper.
Can you help me turn his raft around?
The gatekeeper nods and swishes the end of his staff into the water. Some fish gather round it, then swim in large numbers towards the underside of the raft. They press themselves against it, and the raft starts to turn round and move back towards the shore. The huntsman glares at Keegan, who whacks a stone against his head, knocking him over. The boy whacks another stone at the huntsman's lantern, smashing it. Keegan runs down the rocks, then vaults through the air onto the raft, where he lands like a ninja. The fish bash against one end of the raft, flipping it up and knocking the huntsman off his feet. Keegan bashes his stick against the rope attaching the antlers to the mast. The huntsman tries to grab the boy, but Keegan keeps out of the way. The huntsman disarms him, then swings his pocket knife at him, but Keegan ducks. The fish again push at the raft, and the huntsman drops the knife. Keegan grabs it. He tries to jump at the antlers, but they're tied too high for him to reach.
Come on, one more time!
The fish jolt the raft again, sending Keegan up into the air. He lands on the antlers and cuts through the rope.
No!
The antlers drop into the sea, and with the fish circling around them, they sink slowly into the murky depths. Then from the seabed, an orange glow appears. An enormous translucent megaloceros emerges from the water, towering over the raft like a gigantic ice sculpture. Keegan clings to the mast and looks up in amazement. The huntsman's mouth drops open as he takes it in. Its mighty antlers glow, and a fierce light is cast down from them onto the raft. The huntsman is swept away from the raft by a powerful wind. The crystal megaloceros descends back beneath the waves. The swirling green northern lights shine above. Keegan has dropped into the water too. He swims back up to the surface. He's magically thrust upwards. He appears to be walking on water, much to his surprise. Just beneath the surface, fish are supporting his feet like floats, and he surfs on them towards the shore where he's deposited on a rock. He stands up and peers out to sea. The sun is just peeking out over the horizon. On the river, the two frogs are sitting on a lily pad watching a purple lily float past. In the glade at the water's edge, Benny, Penny and the other megaloceruses are gathered round Moya, who's sitting on top of a large rock, singing.
Feel the sand that breaks the light to home, and when I'm miles and miles apart from you.
Penny and Benny exchange somber looks. Keegan's looking out at the sea. The gatekeeper approaches him. He's about to squish the tadpole underfoot.
Watch your foot.
Keegan bends down and lifts up the tadpole, which suddenly turns into a frog sprouting legs and arms.
That was awesome!
You faced darkness and won. You are truly a keeper of light.
Keegan and the gatekeeper turn and head back towards the canyon. Turn to see Keegan and the gatekeeper appear through the early morning mist. The boy carries the little frog.
Thank goodness he's back.
Have you seen Ribbon Bet?
Keegan carries the little creature down to the frog's parents on the lily pad. The two parents look delighted. Adam waves at them and smiles back.
Bring you near to me,
Adam jumps into the water and he's carried aloft by his tadpole siblings. Benny, Penny and the other megaloceruses gather by Keegan and watch as one by one the tadpoles leap into the air and make explosive transformations into frogs, like a strange amphibian firework display.
Yes, tadpoles, get it! Oh, baby frogs now! Congratulations!
One frog drops off Keegan's head. He catches it and puts it gently back into the water. Many long tongues latch onto his cheek. One of the fishes pokes its head out of the water and winks at him. Keegan steps onto the surface of the water and the fish support him underfoot.
Hey, Moya, look who figured you out.
Moya steps onto the water and she's supported by the fish too.
I liked when you thought I could walk on water. I still do.
Wait, how are the rivers still flowing without Patrick's antlers?
I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
Benny watches as his little antlers magically transform into enormous ones like Patrick's.
OMG! Did he just go through puberty?
Goodbye, travel-size antlers.
Hello, king-size antlers!
It couldn't have happened to a better deer, Benny.
Benny? Why does he get to be king?
Sometimes those you think are the least able prove to be the most capable.
Moya gazes at Keegan. The grumbling deer goes off in a huff.
Oh, I didn't ask for this job. But I have to admit, these antlers are pretty sweet. They're looking good.
Sorry to leave, but I have to get back home and turn on the lighthouse.
That's a good idea. The huntsman will never stop hunting. And now you have to protect this guy.
What? He's coming for me next?
Thank you so much for helping me find my...
It's all you, Penny.
Please turn that light on. I still have no idea how to gallop. And I'm a really slow learner. I think I'm going to be sick.
You're all right, Benny. I got this.
Fire! Good luck, Keegan.
Moya and Keegan surf along the river, supported by the fish.
I was hoping you could say goodbye to your grandpa. It's okay. Thank you for trying.
The river cascades down the waterfall. Now back on dry land, Moya and Keegan approach the fallen tree trunk spanning the water. Here they find the purple lamb waiting for them.
The river.
It's the river.
What?
Your riddle. What always runs, but never walks. Often murmurs, never talks. Has a bed, but never sleeps. Has a mouth, but never eats. The river!
The butterfly pops out of the lamb's mouth and flies off. The lamb hops away along the grass, chasing more butterflies as the two children watch.
I hope she comes back.
Me too.
I've been dreaming of lamb chops for dinner.
She gives him a friendly punch. They turn round.
What?
Oh, sheep!
Run!
Huh?
Bursting through the trees at the top of the hill, a gigantic ball of sheep rolls towards them like an enormous fluffy boulder. It drops onto the black ram, who gets stuck in it too. The huge ball of woolly sheep gets closer and closer to the fleeing children until it's almost upon them. Keegan and Moya take cover behind a rock and watch as the ball smashes into a tree, sending sheep scattering around the fields. The ram ends up on its back. One sheep falls out of the tree. Moya and Keegan run back towards the town. With the sun sitting just above the horizon, the two children hurry along a stone bridge.
So, meet you at the St. Patrick's Day party?
Hate to break it to you, but that was yesterday.
No, it wasn't. We've only been gone a couple hours.
How is that possible?
I told you it was magical.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Paddy's Day.
Happy St. Paddy's Day.
So, there's still time for you to dance the flamenco tonight?
I've committed to the river dance.
Oh, trying to fit in.
Awesomeness Maximus.
My favorite DJ quit.
Awesomeness Maximus.
At the music shop.
Glad I caught you.
Hey! Oh, sorry, you just got me fiddling around. What are you looking at me like that for? Look, it's a fiddle.
Do you still need a DJ tonight?
Oh, sorry, bud, but Larson volunteered.
Larson stinks! I don't stink, and I didn't volunteer.
I was winking, Larson, to get Keegan super jealous and teach him an invaluable life lesson, one for which he will never forget across the rivers of time.
So I'm still the DJ?
Only if you buy this fiddle.
I'm kidding.
Yes, you're still the DJ.
Awesome. Thanks, Margot.
But Larson, you are going to have to buy this fiddle.
I hate the fiddle.
Nobody likes the fiddle. That's why I can't sell it. But just like broccoli and alternative jazz, you'll learn to put up with it.
At the bridge.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Keegan.
Hey.
If you're still looking for another hurler, I'm your guy.
Of course. Yes.
The three lads empty barrels of green dye into the river.
A green river for good luck! Enjoy the brew, fishies!
At a fountain outside the church.
Hey, has that deer always been there?
That ain't no deer. That there is the Megaloceros giganteus. They're legends.
You think they invented Riverdance?
Shh! That's a secret!
The golden deer statue twinkles in the evening sun. Then Keegan enters the cemetery where his grandma's tending to Grandad's grave.
Hi, honey. What have you been up to today?
Nothing.
They hug. The gravestone says, Patrick O'K, lighter of the way.
They look like antlers.
He loved the deer.
Always said it was his spirit animal.
They gaze at the lighthouse perched on top of the headland across the bay. Now back in his bedroom, Keegan puts the stack of records down by the paper theatre, beside which are the books and the photos of him and his grandparents. He moves to a chair where he finds Grandad's peaked cap. Grandma is wearing Grandad's novelty frog slippers.
What do you think?
Ribbit.
Dancing slippers are totally in.
You know, I'm still not sure if I want to go to the party tonight. First one without my dancing partner.
I know how you feel.
The little boy picks up his granddad's cap and gazes sadly at it.
Put it on.
It's too big.
What are you talking about, too big?
She puts it on his head.
It fits you perfectly.
You're the spitting image of him, Keegan. Right down,
to his big ears. I leave you to it then. Love you, Mingoya.
The tradition of warding off darkness for another night.
Keegan turns on the lighthouse lantern and it sends its powerful golden beams across the bay as it turns. Keegan stands proudly on the lighthouse gallery, looking out at the ocean in his granddad's cap. Behind him, a smiling ghost appears.
Granddad!
They hug.
I'm proud of you, Miboko. I can't stay.
I know. Will you be all right?
Oh, I'll be better than all right.
I'll be dancing.
Grandad swings his elbows as he dances, then disappears in a twirl of golden sparkles. Keegan turns back to the sea and adjusts his cap.
Goodbye, Grandad.
Later, Keegan's on a little stage, standing at two record decks. He spins his cap back to front and puts on his headphones, then slides up the faders on his mixing desk as the town prepares. Seagulls wiggle their heads. Someone's doing up their tie. A pink skirt is straightened. Shoelaces are tightened. The priest appears in the church doorway.
Let's dance!
He bounds down the church steps, showing off his moves. In front of Keegan on the stage, two rows of Irish dancers dance in unison. People file out of the nearby pub. They're dancing too. Keegan flips a record and puts it on the deck as Moya appears from behind a fan dressed in a purple ruffled flamenco dress. She moves up the steps onto the stage area and raising her arms above her head, she begins her Spanish-inspired solo, twirling and stamping in time to the music as the other dancers clap along around her. She pirouettes and ends in a flourish with her arm raised. Meanwhile, men spin women round in a circle. The church steps are filled with dancing frogs who are doing backflips in unison. Then they all start kicking their legs out in the style of a Russian dance. The sweet shop owner is dancing in a similarly Slavic style. Fish are leaping out of the water in the fountain. Then several sheep bounce along the street. They gather behind a ram and a lamb, and they perform an Irish dance together on the cobbles. Back on the stage, Moya and her group are also now dancing an Irish dance. The other six dancers pivot around Moya, who's in the centre. Then they form a line at the front of the stage to continue their dance. The three lads are rolling barrels underfoot, chased through the town by a policeman.
Move it! Woo! Stop!
Fellas!
But the fish love the green brew!
You dang it!
Come on, it's St. Patrick's Day!
Margot dances with a guy who trips over backwards into the arms of a female stallholder.
St. Patrick's Day!
People are dancing in front of the fountain. Keegan's grandmother joins two little children and they start to dance too. Keegan stands at his decks as two rows of dancers dance in front of him on the stage. The frogs are clapping along on the steps. Two fish are poking out of the fountain watching. The sheep continue their dance. The frogs join in. Seagulls dance on the rooftop. The fish are dancing in the fountain. Moya looks round at Keegan. Behind his mixing desk, Keegan's tapping his feet speedily. He and Moya turn round in unison with the other dancers, then face each other as they continue their dance. Colourful fireworks explode above the bay. Out on a nearby hillside, a line of megaloceruses extend their arms in time to the music's final beat. The end.
I can see the light is burning in your eyes. We will rise above darkness of the night. So let's all stand as one, together we can fight. I can see the lighthouse, I can see the light. Soon you will realize your fire shines so bright. It lives inside of you, can you feel it beating tight? So darling, take my hand, let's burn the night sky. Cause I can see the lighthouse, I can see the light. Let's dance into the night sky. Let's dance, together we'll fly. journey's just begun. The dark will call your name and storms will hide the sun. But I can see the lighthouse, I can see the light. Let's dance into the night sky. Let's dance, together we'll fly. Let's dance into the night sky. Let's dance, together we'll fly.
I'm sorry, I'll do better. It's my first day at this, and it kind of went to my head. Literally.
Classic Benny Disaster Peace Theater. Well, bye.
Megaloceros Giganteuses? Frenziuses? Where my Frenziuses at, huh? Wanna help? Wanna help your old pal Benny up? Anybody wanna help Benny? Benny, anybody help Benny? Benny, buddy Benny? Anybody, buddy Benny, wanna help Benny up? Poop. What if I have to poop? What do I do?
Hey, everybody! This next one is for Megaloceros and Mega Grandpa.